Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maniacs. That's right. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And we are fired up on a Thursday. We're still sitting up here in North Carolina, and we are ready for some great bull riding action coming your way. But before we do, we've got a great show to wrap up here today. We've got a special guest that's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. But hey, I got to tell you, we're getting excited. We got Miss Kat Johnson about ready to hit the road and come on down and hang out here in North Carolina with us. And we're going to have her joining us in the booth, hopefully. And I think we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun covering the NBR finals right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, I will tell you that they were calling for snow down here last night. We didn't see an ounce of snow drop. I was really kind of disappointed. I was like all excited, yeah, gonna get some snow, and not happening. So yeah, no snow down here where we are in Clinton, North Carolina right now. But hey, we're fired up, ready. We see Miss Kat Johnson in the chat room right here with us. She's got her Let's Buck T-shirt going. And, shoot, we got our Making Eight shirts ready to roll, and we're going to have a great time down here this weekend. Cannot wait. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got some guests there that are tuned in right now. Want to tell you all welcome, and we sure appreciate you. If this is your first time tuning in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, want to remind you, you guys can go to Blog Talk Radio, sign up there. It doesn't cost you anything. Come on in and chat with us. That's where we can take your questions and comments, or you can jump on the phone and give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, I will tell you that I cannot guarantee that we're going to get to all the questions and comments or that we're going to be able to take all the callers that we can when we do have our special guest on the show here today. Hopefully, it will work out. Love to have you guys posting your questions and comments on here. Let's just go easy. Obviously, if you guys did not hear the show yesterday or you guys are just catching wind, it is Miss Erin Coscarelli from the PBR, and she is going to be joining us. We're going to be able to sit down and talk with her a little bit. I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I think this is going to be a cool deal. One of our bigger guests that are going to be joining us on the show here on the Lunch Hour, and, you know, shoot, we're just fired up. We're ready to get this thing rolling. But I got to tell you that we're here in Raleigh, North Carolina because of the work that Matt Owen, Buckers Now, U.S. Rodeo Supply, Humps and Horns, Saddle Barn, you name it. And I'm telling you what, these guys have been putting in their dollars to make sure that we can be here to bring you guys the action this weekend for the NBR. So, you know, and it's more than just the Bull Riding Barrel Racing Finals. It's also a PBBA finals. It's a Bucking Bull Futurity, and we should see a lot of exciting stuff going on this weekend. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that and help spread the word. Let's get a grip. Come on. And let's see. I see we got some of our regulars here in the chat room. We've got Miss Shannon Taylor, and Taylor Truck and Auto. We've got Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls. And I do got to let y'all know that we have put some phone calls in. We do want to try to get out to Texas. I really think that it would be good for us to be able to get out there during these benefits that they're putting on for Jody Newberry as well as McKinnon Wimberly. We would absolutely love to be a part of those, and we're going to try to get we're going to try to make that happen for you, the fans that can't make it out there. We're going to have a fundraiser that we'll broadcast online. So if you guys know somebody who is helping produce those events, tell them about Making Eight. Tell them that we're offering to be out there to do this broadcast. We're working on getting some sponsorships tied in so that way we could be there and bring you some great bull riding action and help raise some money for a great cause, and that's two of your favorite bull riders. You know, I think that it'll be a great opportunity for us to be there, and, you know, it'll be an even better opportunity for you fans to see what goes on, you know, within our rodeo family. I think that it'll be a great thing. So we're going to take a short break here and start getting things fired up for our special guest that'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
Making8.com. No matter if your pass is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds. We got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, boy, I got to tell you, we have got some fans hanging out in the chat room with us today. I see that we've got a lot of guests there as well, and want to let you all know that doesn't cost you anything. Go over, sign up with Blog Talk Radio, build your little screen name. That way you can come back here and join us and post some comments and questions. We definitely want to hear from you. You know, this has been going on for quite some time. We've had guys like Austin Meyer, Sean Willingham, a bunch of the PBR bull riders. Heck, we even had McKinnon Wimberly and Mesa Pate on here with us, you know. And, man, how blessed are we to be able to have that and be able to talk with those guys throughout the off season. And hopefully we'll get more of them to catch up with us during the season. But today we've got a really good guest on board with us, and hopefully you guys will be able to throw out some really good questions. We definitely want to hear from you. We want you guys to post those in there. Let's see. Yeah, I see that PBR Now on RFD-TV tonight is going to have old Justin McKee joining them, and that's going to be his first episode there, and look forward to that for sure. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, you know, I saw some of the comments coming in there in the chat room, and, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, I don't know how much I could get there for a silent auction, but if it helped raise money for those two guys, you know, you betcha I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat, you know. I would absolutely arrange that. I think that'd be a lot of fun to go hang out with a Making 8 maniac, but I don't think it'd pull in a lot, although I think Mrs. Making 8 would probably put in a pretty good chunk of change just because she has not seen me this year really all that much. I mean, I've been home for probably a total of about a week or a week and a half. It's just been so darn busy down here, but you got to love it. We're having a blast, you know, out here on the road, hitting up these rodeos, and we got a lot more coming at you. Like I said, we got the NBR finals this weekend, Friday and Saturday, that we're going to be bringing to you, so you guys can look forward to that. Still waiting on our special guest caller to call in, and as soon as we do, you guys will know it, I promise you. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time, but hey, in the meantime, got to let y'all know, too, that Making 8 has got some big announcements that we're going to announce during our broadcast this weekend. We've got some special guests that will be joining us in the broadcast booth right there from Raleigh, North Carolina, so you guys can stay tuned to that. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and hey, it's more big, exciting news coming at you courtesy of Making 8. I mean, you know, we're giving you the insight, and we're definitely moving forward. And we've got some big plans for you, the fans. You know, that's where it's all going to benefit. It's going to come back to you guys, the fans. So make sure you guys stay tuned this weekend. Get on over to BuckersNow.com. If you guys have not built your profile, build a profile right there. It is the new social stream in the rodeo community. And you guys really ought to be a part of it. It's one of the best things that you can do. We've got a live event center that goes on through there where you can sit back, chat. You can see what's going on with the day sheets, that type of thing. We're going to bring it to you right there on Buckers Now. And let's see what we got going on. Yeah, we all want to hear Miss Cat on air, and we might just be able to do that this weekend. Let's see. You know, I have not seen it. I'm seeing some of the comments coming in right now about the PBR fantasy team, and I have got to get over there and make my picks. I haven't seen any of them from this week, so I'm not real sure what's going on. I will tell you that I bet you Mesa's Bulls will be ready to buck, so they may be a good pick for you. I think we might see some there in the short round. So going to be a good time. You guys make sure to get out there. Yeah, I do need all the help I can get multitasking there, Kat. I see your comment there in the chat room, and you betcha. I definitely need some assistance when it comes to that. And we've got a lot of multitasking we're going to be doing from Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend. So with that being said, I wish they all could be California. We'll be right back. Well, that's right. Speaking of California girls, it is my absolute pleasure to bring in one of our special guests joining us for the first time here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, Miss Erin Coscarelli. Miss Erin, how are you?
Hi. I love that intro.
I thought
Beach
it was
Boys
very
are
fitting.
Pretty much my favorite band. Pardon?
I said I thought that that was very fitting.
That is very fitting. Especially right now in L.A., it's probably 75 degrees. Not to upset any of you who are on the East Coast and having to deal with the snow, but
you know,
it's really
we're nice actually
here.
We're actually here in North Carolina, and they were calling for snow last night. I haven't seen the first snowflake hit the ground, so I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, you know, I wonder what the weather's going to be like in Oklahoma, because I've heard mixed responses. I have a few friends there, and they said that the weather actually should be a nice warm 58, 59. So.
Wow. You know, and that's the one thing. We were just out in Oklahoma earlier this past month in January, and I'll tell you, that weather's back and forth. I mean, one minute it was, I think it was like 10 degrees, and the next day it was up in the 60s. So yeah, absolutely. You know, Oklahoma, you just can't pick that weather right there. But you're actually going to be there this weekend, correct?
Yes, we're going to be in Oklahoma City. I'm excited about it. And the good thing is we're going to be indoors in an arena. So unlike a football game, at least we get to be indoors, which is nice, away from the cold.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be really good. Well, I know the fans are really excited to have you on our show here today, and they want to know, really, you know, how are things going along? You know, how are you adjusting to the PBR and the broadcasting side of things there?
Well, you know, I have to say it's been such an amazing experience being a part of the PBR. Everyone's been very, very welcoming, and I have to say thank you so much to the fans that have kind of opened me with, you know, very welcoming arms. I can't appreciate that enough, especially being from California and loving the sport so much, but not really having a whole lot of a background in it. But it's been amazing. I love it. I think it's such a cool sport. I think the people in it are amazing and incredibly courageous and brave for doing it, and they all have such interesting stories and backgrounds, from, you know, J.B. Mooney to the Brazilians and where they've come from to get here. It's, you can just see how devoted they are and how much heart they have. It's quite an interesting experience, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Would you say you're having to go back to school and kind of learn a whole new trade all over again?
Pretty much, yeah. There's nothing else like it, and I think that's why I love it so much. It's definitely, I have a lot to learn. I've learned a lot so far, but I definitely, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not just, you know, a guy getting on a bull for 8 seconds. There's a lot more technique and fundamentals and a whole lot more to it. So, you know, bear with me as I am trying to understand everything about it. But I feel like, you know, with each weekend I'm there, I'm learning so much more and asking so many more different questions. But the thing that I don't need to learn more is the passion that I have for it. The moment I went to my first event, it was in Ontario last year, I was just blown away. And then when I got involved more with the aspects of being involved on camera, I just became completely in love with the sport. So, you know,
it is.
As long as it's been amazing.
It's, you know, it's a very passionate sport, and, you know, it's even deeper than a sport. You know, I mean, we've always considered ourselves to be a rodeo family, you know. And, you know, even the fans that you're going to see them almost week in and week out, you know. And I think that that's really cool, because you develop that relationship with them, and then you take the opportunity to you know, keep in contact with the ones that you meet at these events, out on your Twitter and on your blogs. You know, they're on PBRnow.com. And, you know, we really are. It's not like any other sport where you can really be involved and, you know,
right.
I, for one, you know, am a fan of yours. I think that what you're doing is great. You know, we all love Leah Garcia, you know, and
she's
been around for so long. You know, would you consider her to be your mentor?
I definitely think Leah is an amazing mentor. When they had said, you know, you're going to come in and help out alongside Leah, I was like, that's going to be hard to, that's going to be hard to compete with. But, you know, and I'm not trying to be like Leah. I don't want to be like her at all. I think, you know, I'm young and I think, with a few of the fans, I can agree with the fact that I am easily accessible. So at the very least, they can get a hold of me, you know, either on Facebook or Twitter. And I'm sort of the mediator between what they want from the sport. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I'm not trying to be Leah. I want to be my own person. But I definitely think she's a force to be reckoned with. She's extremely talented.
Well, you know, she's just so knowledgeable about the sport. You know, and don't get me wrong. When we all got in the sport of rodeo or bull riding, you know, we had to educate ourselves. And we take our passion and we put that there. And I think that just by hearing you commentate and knowing where your passion is, that you're going to be very successful at what you're doing. You know, not only because of your passion that you have there, but also because of what you actually take in and how you're welcoming in suggestions and recommendations from your fans. You know, that says a lot. Really does, Erin.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You know, I'm not saying I know everything about the sport. I welcome suggestions. I welcome constructive criticism. You know, and a few of your own fans who brought me on the show, your wonderful fans, they've told me things that they think I should work on and that I need to change. And I love it. Bring it on. You know, this is a team effort. I think I want to make the fans happy, but at the same time, you know, I want to give the guys what they deserve too. You know, a fair reporting environment. So, you know, it's a team effort. But I have to say the fans have been extremely helpful in guiding me along in what they want and what to bring them as well. So, you know,
yeah,
it's been a roller coaster and I love it. I've been having a great time. So,
well, you know, and that's the life of rodeo or bull riding. You know, I mean, it really is. It is an up and down battle, but you know, you have fun doing it every day. And how many events are you planning on being at this year?
You know, it's 50-50 split down the line with Leah and I. And, you know, which is nice this season. I think Leah has, you know, a lot of things on her plate. So when she's unable or she has a conflict, she asks me if I'd be willing to switch with her or take on some events. So I think Leah has a very, very bright, I mean, already does, but an extremely bright future ahead of her. So she's, you know, she's a very busy woman.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, I've actually got a comment coming in our chat room right now, and somebody had posted it out yesterday. And we're going to kind of throw it back out again today. It says, you know, rodeo is a hard sport for women to be in, and any woman that can handle it, you know, what all goes with being in rodeo is definitely tough. And they say girl power. So
I love that.
They love the fact that you're there and that you're making a stand and you're representing the women in rodeo as well. And so you're a role model for some of these, you know, these ladies out here that also, you know, inspire to be involved in the sport of rodeo. So that's great.
You know, I think this is a prime example of a girl that just had a dream and really wanted to make something of herself, and with enough dedication and enough passion and really wanting and believing in herself, she persevered. And if you just go, it just goes to show, I truly believe, if you persevere, if you really want to be a part of something, and if you want it bad enough, you can achieve it. So people were believing, what is this LA girl want anything to do with it? And it wasn't for me to convince other people why I wanted to be a part of it. It was enough for me to just want to be there, and I loved it, and it's not a job for me. This is, it's just I don't know. It was an extremely surreal experience when I was in Ontario. I was like, wow, I need to be a part of it. So from the moment I came there, and I met with Executive Sean Gleason, and I told him, you know, I love it. I would love to be a part of it. And he was like, well, you don't have the job. It's not just yours. So I definitely needed to prove myself as to why I believed I belonged there. So, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so girl
I actually
power, see, you're right.
That's it. And it's funny because we usually close out our show every day with some cowboy logic. You know, it's just one of those little deals that we try to give some food for thought, you know, for some of the fans out here. So we usually have a cowboy logic of the day, but the fans have insisted that we try to come up with some good cowgirl logic for today. So that'll fall right into the girl power. So come, you know, if you get some time, think of some good cowgirl logic for the day that we can throw out to all of our fans. But I really got to say that, you know, we watch you on Twitter a lot. We watch your blogs.
Uh-huh.
We absolutely love the way you go back and forth with Flint. Think that is great.
Oh.
The fans love it.
Oh, you know, you better watch my Twitter this weekend because Flint is getting in a pair of my black python leggings. He said it, so if he chickens out, then we get to all make fun of him. But
oh, great.
But I think he said he's up for it, so I'm bringing them.
That is wonderful.
And I will gladly take a picture and post it and show
Please
the world.
Do. Please do. Yeah, send it out to your Twitter.
He's great.
He is. Well, for the fans out there that are not following you, where can they follow you there on Twitter?
So you can check me out if you go to twitter.com/ecoscarelli. E. Coscarelli. The first name and then my last name.
Okay. We've actually got some of our fans out here that'll be posting that link very shortly, I'm sure.
Oh,
but,
great.
The fans are absolutely excited to have you there. And, you know, we want to wish you the best of luck throughout the season. And hopefully we'll be able to have an opportunity to sit down with you more and get some inside scoop as to what's going on within the PBR, you know, week in and week out, you know, for these deals that you're covering. What is your favorite event that you've been to so far?
You know, the most, like, unforgettable, crazy moment was probably the Times Square event, just because of the setting. It was we were outside. We weren't even sure if we were going to do the event because it was going to rain. The weather was iffy. I mean, and then you're just in the midst of skyscrapers, and then there's bulls. It was crazy, and it was amazing. And my mic was throughout the entire arena, so it was a really, really fun, cool, exciting event. So far, I'd say Times Square. But, you know, I'm doing the Dallas, the Arlington event. So I would love to be in Cowboy Stadium. So that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be great. And you also have a Facebook, correct?
I do. Yeah, I do have a
Facebook.
We've
actually got some of our fans posting that link out there right now.
Oh, great. Yeah.
They're ahead of the game.
That's what I want people to know, is that if you, whatever you want to know, or you want me to ask questions, who you want me to talk about, you know, feel free to send me information. That's what makes me different, I think, from other reporters, is my accessibility. You know, I'm here
right.
for whatever you want. Just, you know, shoot me a little message, and I most of the time have, you know, I get back to everybody. So.
Yeah, and that's just really great. Like I said, we love the connection that you have brought into, it gets us closer to the sport. It gets the fans closer to the sport of you know, and gets them more involved with their favorite athletes, you know. And not to mention,
right.
you know, a pretty young lady like yourself. We get to follow you along week in and week out. We love it.
Well, thank you, Scott. I'm having a blast. I love it. So thank you for allowing me to, you know, invade in your amazing, exciting sport. I love it.
Well, like I said, you know, we're all part of the family, and we just consider you to be one of our newest members into that family. And, you know, we're happy to have that California girl, you know. And so what is it that Aaron likes to do when you're back home and you're not out there in the rodeo community, or you're not out at a bull riding event?
You know, I have to say I'm extremely close to my parents. So on a a free night in. I you know, my parents live in Pasadena, so that's, you know, I live in LA now, but they're 20 minutes away. So I always, if I have a free night, I go home and I watch movies with my parents. I'm a pretty boring girl, I'd have to say. But yeah, I'm pretty close to mom and dad for sure.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, we've all got to be close to our family. That's, you know, there's no doubt about that. But that's, you know, that's really cool. And it's, we want to know more about Aaron. We want to find out what makes you tick, what makes you so passionate about the sport, you know. And so, like I said, we would absolutely love to have you on anytime to give us some updates on what's going on with some of the Cowboys. You know, you're more than welcome to call into our show anytime. We'll keep that bull line open for you. We'll keep the PBR bull line open for you. So,
I appreciate that. And definitely anytime, I'd love to come on. So thank you for the invite.
Yeah. Have you had any major frustrations? Have you gotten to any point where you might have hit a brick wall at all this year so far?
You know, not really. If anything, I feel the exact opposite. I feel like the more involved I get, the more it makes sense and the more understanding I'm getting and the more in rhythm I become. So, you know, if anything, the brick walls have been in the past, not so much right now. I think I'm on a roll. I definitely have, you know, a strong sense of the event and what to highlight and talk about and what the fans at home want more of, you know. I mean, especially with the McKinnon thing, which the great news is that he left the hospital yesterday morning.
Right.
You know, I get a sense for what people are asking and what they want to know the most about. And, you know, obviously with McKinnon's accident, that was such a scary moment because we really didn't know what happened. I mean, I was, you know, yards away from him, and it was just such a traumatizing moment because it was silent. Sure. Nobody really knew what to do. And, you know, he wasn't responding, but thankfully he's fine and he'll be okay, which is the good news.
Right.
I'm getting a better sense for what to report on and talk about and stuff. And it's not necessarily doesn't need to be so serious either. It was funny. I don't know if you caught the second day of Portland, but Robson Palermo's wife is 11 weeks pregnant. And I had asked if he, what his thoughts were on him, if it was a boy, which he had said he wanted a son. What would your thoughts be if he was going to follow in your footsteps? And he said, no, I think I'd rather him be a doctor or a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, that's funny to hear him say that, you know. So.
For sure. Well, I've actually got a question that just came in. Do you have a particular favorite rider or bull so far?
Do I have a particular favorite rider or bull? You know, I love everyone. Everyone's been extremely welcoming and friendly. Who I would say I have, I've known the most, I'd have to say, is probably Brendan Clark. He definitely, like my first event in Anaheim, he came up to me and he was the most asking questions about me and where I was from and what I was doing and how I was getting involved with. So I would say I'm probably the closest to Brendan, but everyone has their own quirks, which is interesting because, you know, Austin Meyer, he's a little bit on the shyer side, but every time I walk by him in the hallway, he always, hi, how are you? How are you doing? But you can just tell he's a little on the shyer side, you know? Whereas Brendan will make fun of, he'll just do something ridiculous in the hallway just to be embarrassing.
Yeah. Right. That's funny because we've actually been in contact with both of these guys, and I found a niche though. If you want to talk with Austin, talk about hunting or fishing.
Oh, he loves hunting. I know.
Oh man, I'm telling you, he called our show twice in 1 week. He was so excited about his hunting trip he did with Dustin. So. During the off season, so yeah, and everybody loved your 20 questions with Brendan Clark.
He's so funny.
That was very, very great. The fans absolutely loved that, and you know, of course, we all love Brendan Clark, and he does so much within the media, you know, and now he does his little spotlight clips. He was doing with with McKinnon, and now he's doing them with Luke Snyder, you know. But he is just a funny guy. We love being around him.
He's definitely made to be in front of the camera, too. I think he, you know, when he decides to retire, he for sure should do some kind of commentating within the PBR, I think. I think he's very talented.
Okay. I've got a quick question for you, and I know that I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do have to throw this out there to you. Do you wear boots out there on a regular basis when you're at these events?
Pardon? Sorry, repeat that.
Do you wear cowboy boots?
Oh, do I wear cowboy boots? Oh, gosh. You know what, Scott, I have to say, I don't. And I'll tell you this. This is kind of an embarrassing story, but at first, when I was in Anaheim, I didn't really know what to wear because kind of as a sideline reporter, you want to dress a little nicer, you know. You want to dress nice for the camera, look professional and classy and whatnot. So when I thought to myself, I'll wear these little flats, they're like ballerina flats. Boy, was I completely in for a shocker because, I mean, first of all, the shoes completely hurt my feet, but I was getting sand and rocks in the shoes. So, no, I didn't even wear them for the rest of the event. I just took them off, and I had some boots in my car. But, no, I wear like I don't know. I just wear black over the jean boots. Just they're really, really comfortable. I can run as fast as the wind in them. So, you know, as far as I've got to find a nice pair of comfortable cowboy boots. But good question. You totally stumped me. No, I don't have a pair yet.
All right, that's all right.
I need to
get
a pair, so if anyone has any recommendations.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We have got a lot of young ladies in here that will be happy to help you go out and pick some boots. We've got some that are very educated on what boots that you need to have.
That would be amazing.
So you guys can send your comments about the boots over to Erin at her Twitter page, and we'll do that. Now, I know that a lot of the Cowboys like to do a lot of cutting up behind the scenes and things like that, you know, outside of the actual event. Have you been tossing any cow pies or anything like that yet?
Scott, after this question, I do have to run. No, cow pies, have I been tossing any around? No.
Okay. Well, I you'll have to look out for some of those Cowboys because they do like to initiate, you know. I think that would be well deserving, and we're hoping to get pictures of that.
I'm gonna send a picture of Flint, and then also anybody that has ideas for me and who to interview, please send them my way. Gladly would love to take some suggestions. So
we'll do. And thank you so much, Erin, for jumping on board with us and talking with the fans.
Of course. Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you back on when you get some more time. Good luck this weekend in Oklahoma, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Scott.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, bye. Well, there you guys have it, Miss Erin Coscarelli. You guys can find her on Twitter. Now, you guys send her some suggestions, please, on where she can go get her boots. She definitely needs to go get herself a good pair of cowgirl boots. So we'll have to do that. But what a great opportunity it was to have her on the show today. It really is. Look forward to having her back on here on the Lunch Hour Show, you know, many more times. So you guys get over there and follow along with her, help encourage her, help support her, and, you know, help educate her. She's more than willing to learn from you, the fans, and she wants to know what it is that you guys want to hear, you know, who you guys want to hear from, the stories that you guys want to hear from week in and week out. So she's open to suggestions. Make sure you guys go out there. She's learning just as much as you are, but she's going to go to work for you, the fans. So, hey, you got to give her a lot of credit for that. We wish her the best of luck here this weekend in Oklahoma. I think she's going to have a great time hanging out with those Cowboys. And, you know, we enjoy watching her, definitely. So you guys can look forward to that. I want to thank all of you guys for jumping on board and helping support that and throw some comments out there. You guys have been absolutely great. We've still got about 20 minutes left in the show, and I think we might be able to get another caller on the line or two. If you guys want to jump on board with us, 646-915-9940. We got those phone lines open. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more rodeo with you. So don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious. It's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, falling out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
Hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back. And you hang on. I'll be there.
Ooh, rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clowns? Oh, yeah. I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Kevin!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And with that being said, I've actually got a caller on the line right now, and one of the most most talented bullfighters that I've seen come along in a long time. This guy, I mean, I'm telling you, we've had him on our show before. You guys know him. He's in the chat room right now. How about we give it up for Mr. Carter Hall of Rank Bull Apparel? Carter.
How's it going, Scott? How you guys doing out there, maniacs?
We're doing great, man. We're fired up. Obviously, you heard us just talking with Aaron Coscarelli there with the PBR and had a great time with that. And, man, I'm telling you, we're looking forward to some things that are happening here. We're making eight.
I'll be down there in North Carolina visiting with you again tomorrow. We got some me, you, and some other people got some big announcements to make, so figure I'd come down there and we make those announcements in person.
Yeah, for sure.
We're pretty
excited
about it. We think what's coming down the pipe might be the thing that's going to be able to take us to the next level, and then also make accessibility for fans, you know, even better.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Well, the fans are the ones that are out there, you know, they're supporting us, but, you know, we've got so much to offer them right now, and we're about to ready to throw a whole lot more at them, and this is going to be great. Look forward to having you down here, man. We have been hanging out just about everywhere. We were in Las Vegas in December together. In Oklahoma City during the IFR. We were in Tennessee for the Sieber Finals together. I'm telling you, man, we're just hanging out a lot.
Yeah, at least once a month, it seems like we've ended up in the same place at the same time. You know, hey, so I got a question for you. You're always, you know, you just asked Aaron and you asked me when I came on the show. You always ask about being on the road and getting pranked by the Cowboys.
Oh,
What happened to you in Oklahoma City?
Oh, I knew you were going to bring it up, Carter. Wow. Okay. Well, we all know that Ross Hill is the big prankster. And, of course, we got him back last week pretty good. And I don't know if you heard any of that, Carter, but we did a prank call on him. We had him so fired up, he's about ready to do a circus act, selling cotton candy, wearing a big red nose and big shoes, instead of going to Coleman, Alabama.
Right.
We did a great prank on him, but we had to pay him back for what he did to me. And he wasn't the only one, Carter Hall.
What are you talking about?
Don't you even go there, man. We all know.
There,
I got a phone call first from Ross Hill saying, hey, man, I'm coming down to your room. What room are you in? And I said, all right, well, if you're coming in here to crash, that's fine. It's like 2:30 in the morning, and I got to get up to go meet the Frost family. And I'm, like, stressed out. I'm tired, you know. It's been a long day. And so I get a knock on the door, and I know Ross Hill. So I look through the people and see him standing all the way across the other side of the hallway and knew that something was up. So, of course, when I open the door just a crack, I got – a garbage can full of water invading my room. It was a great prank.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And it didn't end there. I probably should have just kept the door shut and went back to bed, but I didn't.
Right.
And that was where my mistake was, because as soon as I opened that door, there was, what would you say, Carter, about eight or nine
probably,
people?
Yeah, I'd say somewhere in that ballpark. There was quite a few of us.
Invading my room with the guitar in hand, cameras rolling everywhere. It was not pretty at all.
It was a good time, though. It was a good time. You earned that prank, that's for sure. You've done a lot for us, helping get everybody's name out there and helping the sport grow. So we figured it was time for you to catch a prank.
Yeah, well, I definitely got mine. I got punked out there in Oklahoma, but, hey, what goes around comes around, right?
Right. I'm sure something eventually will be knocking on my door, no problem.
All in timing, my brother, all in timing. Let's see. I'm seeing there in the chat room, I think most of the fans are just talking about Aaron not wearing cowboy boots out there, you know. They're going to have to go get her a pair pretty quick. But
I think she's doing a really good job. I think she's going to be pretty good. I mean, it's good to have something new every now and then. And I think, you know, she might not be a cowgirl or whatever, but you can tell she's pretty comfortable in front of the camera. She does a good job. She might not ask the questions that, say, I might want to hear being somebody involved in the sport, but she asks the questions that, you know, a casual fan wants to hear, you know, and that's really what it's all about. A lot of people get wrapped up on it being cowboy or not being cowboy, but if you don't have the casual fan the sport's not going to be able to grow and build the revenue that it needs. And I think she's going to be really good for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk about rank pull. I mean, even when you guys were in Murfreesboro, you guys had a stand. You guys were giving away some rank pull T-shirts out there, weren't you?
Yeah, we gave Matt Merritt, you know, the Zebra Client of the Year, we gave him a few for promotional items to throw out to the fans and stuff like that. And then we had a booth. The turnout, you know, wasn't quite what we were looking for as far as fans, but the product went pretty well with all the Cowboys that were there. I mean, we did, without even hardly any fans there, I mean, we did better there than we did the year before in Raleigh, you know, with a whole bunch more people. So it was good for us to go out there and kind of gauge growth a little bit and see that everybody's pretty receptive to it. You know, we got a new line coming out pretty soon of clothing, and we're real excited about that. And then we got these other things that are in the works that we'll be discussing when I come down to North Carolina. Everything's looks like we're putting the right people in place to make sure that we can really get out there and start conducting ourselves and producing things at a mainstream level, which is which is what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, I got to ask you, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but you know, of course, we all see Matt Merritt out there, and he's got the fan of the night. We want to do a giveaway for the fan of the night online for Friday and Saturday. You think we could come together with a Rank Bull shirt for Friday and Saturday night to give away to one of our biggest fans?
I think we could do that. We might be able to work that out.
Good deal, man. So that is just for you fans out there that want to be the fan of the night watching our broadcast there. We will be giving away a shirt. Now, we do have an autographed shirt from the Zebra Finals. It's not a Rank Bull shirt, but we do have a shirt to give away that we'll be posting out there, and I apologize that I did not even get over today to see who it was that is our winner, but we will let you know after the show. But if you guys tune in Friday and Saturday to the NBR Finals, you're going to have Miss Kat Johnson's going to be down there in-house, and then, of course, we're going to have Carter Hall joining us up there in the booth as well. Man, it's going to be a jam-up time right here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm kind of missing a family event to come down here to make this announcement. But I think it'll be fun, and I'm excited to come down there and hang out and let everybody know what's going on. Raleigh's always a very fun time.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah, it's going to be jam up. We were already down at the arena yesterday, so looking forward to the setup that we've got. And, of course, you know, we've got some of the best talent down here. And I was catching wind this morning, Cole Ivey. Been watching him for, you know, a couple of years now. This guy's a hand. I believe we're going to have Carlos Garcia, who won the Coleman, Alabama event. I believe he's going to be down here as well. So, man, it's going to be a jam up time.
Real good friends of mine. They're both pretty handy, you know, and with Cole, you know, not only is he a jam up bull rider, but he's pretty savvy bullfighter too.
Yeah.
And Carlos, you know how Carlos is, he'll ride anything you run under him.
You betcha. You betcha. Hey, I've actually got a comment for you here in the chat room. It says that Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls, now she was out in Oklahoma taking some pictures. She's got some pictures for you. She asked if you want her to Facebook them to you.
Yeah, that's fine. She can either face. I think we're friends on my personal account and Rank Bull. She could send it over to me. I remember me and Bobby got a chance to meet her when we were out there for the bullfight, and that was pretty neat getting to see somebody that we've interacted with on your show. Seeing them out there in person is pretty cool. You know, it's funny because, you know, it seems like sometimes that you look on here and you go on this chat room and there might, like right now there's 11 users in there. Earlier there was 15, but it seemed like there for a little bit, everywhere I went, I ran into Make an Eight Maniac, you know, yeah. And that's saying a lot for the show. And it's just proof to see what you're doing, you know, for our industry as far as fan and athlete interaction. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. Well, I'm trying to look in here and see what's what exactly is going on. We got some more questions and comments posted up there, but yeah, they'll definitely get those pictures over to you. 2G Bucking Bull, Sandy Graver, she's one of the best. Absolutely love her for it. And of course, they've got the Rank Bull Apparel website link posted up there. And I know that you've got a whole new line that's getting ready to come out here before too long, right?
Right. Yeah. We're just kind of working on getting everything lined up for production. All the artwork is done. And just kind of waiting for that right moment to release it, you know, and so we can maximize all the hype that we've been generating over the past few months. You know, we kind of backed off a little bit on production and really wanted to focus on building the brand of Rank Bull, and that's been pretty successful, you know, thanks to all the fans out there that have been, you know, helping us along the way. It's really starting to get out there, and people are starting to know what it is, which is great, because the more revenue we generate, the more money we can put back into our sport, you know. That's kind of one of the biggest things. You know, these guys, you know, you're talking, even anybody in the top 40, you know, they're on TV every week, you know, and except for maybe the top, you know, 20% of that top 40, a lot of these guys, you know, they're professional athletes, they're on TV every week, but they're still having trouble getting down the road, you know. And, you know, some of those guys have some pretty big sponsors, but the majority of them, just because you make it up to the Built For Tough doesn't mean it's easy street, you know. And that's kind of our goal, you know, is to be able to start generating enough revenue to where, you know, we can make it easier on these guys, you know, especially if somebody gets hurt, you know, bullfighter or bull rider, you get hurt, well, you don't get your check, and that's where these guys really rely on their sponsors to be able to get them through times like that, you know.
Yep, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we've got some fans that are actually giving you some suggestions, telling you that they need more women's clothing side.
I know. You know, and the thing is, it's kind of a catch-22 there. You know, you look at all the market research, women are 75% of the clothing industry as far as buying power. They buy 75% of the stuff. But with the budget we have, it's kind of hard to have a bull riding clothing line. I know there's a lot of women fans out there, if you don't have men's stuff. So, you know, so it is very obvious that we need more women's stuff. And I'm thinking probably summertime we'll be able to release a full women's line. Trying to decide if we want it to just be rankable as well, or if we want to come out with a new name. That's probably something that the fans could help me out with. I have a couple of ideas for a brand that would be, you know, not necessarily a bull riding clothing line, but an edgier Western clothing line, you know, that would revolve around the ladies. Or we could just make, you know, women's rank bull stuff. You know, that's something that right now we're trying to kind of decide. The artwork, either way, is interchangeable. It's just a matter of what name and what brand we want to put it under. We'll probably do both.
Right on.
Probably this summer we'll come out with some more women's rank bull stuff, and then maybe next spring release a women's only line that's catered towards them. I've talked to a few of I don't want to name any names until it happens, but I've talked to probably the three or four biggest women in the bull riding industry as far as helping me with design concepts and stuff like that, because I mean, I don't know what women want.
Yeah, so right on. I don't think any of us do, Carter.
I know. That's,
I hear you, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man, we're actually fresh out of time here, brother, but look forward to seeing you down here tomorrow night, and the fans look forward to seeing you down here during our broadcast. We're gonna see you, and we're going to make some big announcements.
All right, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks a lot for having me, and see you later, Maniacs.
You bet you, Carter. All right, there, fans. Well, you guys have the opportunity to check him out tomorrow and Saturday, as he's going to be down here in Raleigh, North Carolina for the NBR Finals. So that's going to wrap up our show here today for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I apologize we didn't get to the Cowgirl Logic for the day, but I think that's the good one, is men can never figure out what women want. There's your cowgirl logic for the day. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to remind you we'll be live video broadcast tomorrow night from Raleigh, North Carolina with the NBR Finals. Until then, y'all take care. Get a grip with Making Eight and Buckers now.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night for my first delivery. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tour up and I'll pull up. I'll look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night for my first delivery night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my and this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaken, never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.